Listen, I understand the mantra where people say failure is not an option, but baby, sometimes it's a reality and it sucks. So today we're talking about how to bounce back from failure.
Tamika Hall is that best friend that you hear before she ever enters a room. She boldly empowers God's people to take back their life, keep their edges tight, and slay their day. It's time to salute her royal loudness, Tamika Hall.
We are locked into her Royal Loudness podcast. You know, sometimes I forget that I'm not on the radio. It's your girl. It's your best friend. It's your loud best friend. The one that you hear before you ever see. It's me, Tamika Holland. I'm getting ready to board a flight to Colorado. And I wanted to take a moment and I wanted to come to you and I wanted to talk to you about something that can be very immobilizing, something that has been paralyzing for me, and it's failure. And so I wanted to take the next 8 Holy Ghost minutes. Yes, baby, she is so churchy, right? The next 8 Holy Ghost minutes to help elevate your thinking on failure. 8 Holy Ghost minutes to shift the trajectory of your life. 8 Holy Ghost minutes for a new beginning. Y'all, I grew up a church girl. My parents are both preachers, and yeah, I guess it's just in me, you know? And I love the symbolism of numbers, and I love that 8 is the number of new beginning. And so every single week, I'm really going to try to come to you in just 8 minutes or less, because I believe that it doesn't take God long to do what he has to do. It really doesn't. I love that. So today we're talking about failure. I hate the word failure. It is something that can literally scare me in my boots. It is the thing that will stop me from moving forward. The thought of failure gives me that pit in my stomach and it makes me want to lose my bowels. I mean, like, let me know I am not the only person. But the thing is, failure is a part of life. And it sucks. Oh my gosh. Listen, if you were coming to a podcast and you thought I was gonna use all the politically correct terms, baby, you came to the wrong place. You are here because you're ready to shift something in your life. So here's the thing. Failure is not the issue. Ugh. I hate it. It is a reality. You know, everything that we touch doesn't always turn into gold, but failure is not the issue. It's what we do after it. It's how we handle it. And I'm one of those people. You know, and I promise you, I'm not making fun of this. My mother, she's a drug and alcohol counselor, so I've been all around the disease my whole entire life. But when you think about people that are trying to break free from addictions, right? Addictions, whether it is alcohol, whether it is drugs, it is very difficult to break free from that. And oftentimes, you know, alcoholics go through a 12-step program, right? They go through this program because, number one, it's good to set goals in front of yourself. And it's good for you to keep in mind different strategies on how to handle the addiction. And for me, I wouldn't say that failure is an addiction, but it's definitely a disease, right? It is something that I have always handled failure in the absolute wrong way. Okay. And I have failed so many times. I talk to people all the time. When I'm talking to them about building business, I literally failed, flatlined in business 9 different times before I kind of figured things out and was able to build a sustainable business that could help me actually take care of my family. Right. You know, one where it was actually helping me pay bills and I wasn't taking money from my full-time job that I had the time to make sure that the business stayed afloat. I flatlined 9 separate times. And failure for me became a disease because it caused me to stop in my tracks. It caused me to stop growing. It literally ate at my confidence. So failure is not really the issue. It's how you handle it. And I'm one of those people, I retreat and I pretend like it's not there. I mean, I handle it in different ways. So I'll either retreat and pretend like it just didn't happen, right? Man, I take a bath and I soak in it, baby. I'll put bath bombs in there. I mean, everything smells good and it smells pretty, but I just soak and I wallow in my failure. I wrap up in it like it's a blanket. You know, everything falls apart. Child, my face looks ashy. I don't put on makeup. I can barely blink without a good pair of lashes. So that's a problem. Failure is a problem for me. It's a disease. It eats away at my very core. None of those are good ways to handle failure. So I wanted to give you just a couple of tips on what I've had to learn how to do to progress. This is my three-step program. Number one, you got to deal with it head on. Okay, something didn't work. All right, cool. You got to face it and you have to deal with it. It doesn't feel good. And it's okay to acknowledge how you feel about that because, again, failure does not feel good. Now, the more you do this, you know, there are going to be some failures where you're going, oh, you're like, man, that was a big one. And there's going to be other ones where it's like, oh, okay, all right, that didn't work. Let's figure out how to make it work, right? So you deal with it head on. Something didn't work out and you don't like how it feels. All right, baby, give yourself a time limit on how long you're going to stay down. Right. Because the point of the matter is you're going to fall, like your stomach, the pit of your stomach is going to feel like it is bottoming out. Are you going to sit around and wallow in it for years? I mean, I've done that before where I literally did not do or run a business for years because I was afraid of failing again. Are you going to do that? No, you've been called to so much greater and you can't walk in greatness if you are stuck and wallowing in the last thing that didn't work. The second thing is you got to understand that risk is necessary for success. So the one thing that you can do, if you know that you went after something, went 100%, you gave it everything. You took a risk on something that you really believed in. And if it didn't work out, all right, baby, no risk. I mean, no, there is no type of success that can happen unless there is a risk, right? So you got to take a risk in order for you to find out if there's success. And oftentimes when you're taking a risk, you are walking in a lane that has never been paved before, right? That's called being a trendsetter. Okay, so when you're living your life boldly, you are a trendsetter. And that means that you're going to be taking risks that other people are not willing to take. That means that God has given you a vision and he's given you the ability to see something that we do not see. So it's a risk. And just because one piece of it didn't work, it doesn't mean it's not going to work. You just got to understand, okay, I took the risk. Did I put 100% into it? If you realize you didn't throw 100% into it, maybe that's the next thing that you need to do. Were you lazy? Did you procrastinate? Listen, boo, those were issues of mine. I am a horrible procrastinator. I'm horrible at it. But because I've acknowledged that, finally, that's how I was able to shift things in my life. Because I'll be able to feel, okay, you're about to get lazy, Mika. You're about to procrastinate. That is what'll make me stay up an extra 10 minutes to plan my day for the next day, or stay up for, that extra half an hour, or work just a little bit longer on a piece of my business, even though I don't feel like it, right? The last thing you gotta do is realize that failure is knowledge and knowledge is success. What did you learn from your failure? There is something to be learned. Again, did you learn something about you? Like I said, I know I'm a horrible procrastinator and I know that I can get lazy. And I also know that if I have a customer that has gotten on my nerves, that can change my entire day. So what have I done? I've put things in place for that. You know, a lot of times I won't handle customer emails or things like that till the end of my day because I don't like that to begin my day. I've also put assistants in place, you know, and sometimes your assistant can be your best friend who's willing to just help you, you know, boost your business. I have them look at those things and handle it, and we talk about it later because it changes the way my day flows. I can't handle that at the beginning of the day. I know I can be lazy. I'm not necessarily a lazy person, but if I just don't feel like it, sometimes I just don't feel like it, right? But that's not good. Laziness does not translate into dollars. Laziness does not translate into, you know, effective ministry. So whatever it is that you're going after, you need to pay attention to those things. So listen, I hope that this has been a blessing to you. Now, I know it's been a blessing to me because sometimes I have to take a moment and I have to rethink this. And I'm telling you, when something does not work, when I've done something wrong, I have to walk myself through these steps because guess what? It already didn't work. So what are you going to do? You can't change what has already happened. What you can do, though, is you can shift the way your future flows. So listen, it's your girl, it's her royal loudness herself. I want you to remember that you were created to make God famous. I want you to remember that you are special and you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And I want to encourage you to live loud, proud, and be bold with that thing, boo. Until next time, I love you.